this young lady has never been on our program before, but we felt compelled to reach out to her and see if she would want to come on, and she was gracious enough to, because this topic that we're going to discuss is, in the last few months, has tsunamied. I saw Willie Geist interview Michelle Pfeiffer last week, and a lot of the discussion was about this. And we're just going to bring on Dr. Arlen Diamond and welcome her on the Mad Dog in the Afternoon show in Lansing and East Lansing. Doc, how are you today?
I'm fine, thank you. I was laughing at your tsunami, yes.
Well, it has been. And Doc Arlen is president and founder of Diamond Associates. And, yeah, I mean, it's just like something new. Charlie Rose got canned today. Bill O'Reilly, these people are making millions of dollars. Weinstein, the movie mogul, you had Kevin Spacey, you had Al Franken, who had gone from Saturday Night Live to being a senator. I mean, I could just go on and on and on. And in this era, now it's going to be no touch and feel, and then there was another one too. It just goes on and on. Point is, women are coming forward. Men are coming forward too. So I guess, well, let's get right into it. I want to ask you this, and this is a sports program 95% of the time, Doc, but I'll tell you right now, with your leadership and your management, your consulting, your coaching, counseling, that's why I felt compelled to have you on too. And this is such, you know, we talk a lot of entertainment in this program too. So five office behaviors that should be avoided in a sexual harassment-free workplace. And
I think it's...
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I think it's more than in the workplace, but certainly in the workplace. And this is going to sound terrible and kind of creating something very, very sterile. But we're like a seesaw. You know, the pendulum has to swing a little bit further in the other direction. Because up until now, a lot of what many men did, not all certainly, but many men did, they did in a good-natured manner. They did not intending harm. And in some cases it was taken well, in other cases it wasn't. In some cases women were able to laugh it off and walk away. Or as my mother taught me when I was a kid, just stay outside of arm's length. But in any event, so for men today, given the climate, here are my suggestions. Be careful about complimenting someone's looks, especially if they're a work colleague, you know, compliment their work, but not their body, not their clothing, and, you know, especially sensitive areas, be careful. Don't touch. You may have had a friendly relationship where it's okay to, you know, put your arm around somebody's shoulder. Don't do it. Right now, the only thing that's appropriate is shaking hands as you would man to man. And what do guys call it? The bumping of chest bumping. No chest bumping.
I understand that.
Yeah, right. And then probably the hardest thing is this whole area of teasing. I think generally speaking, men love to tease. They tease children, they tease kittens, they tease puppies. But we as women are teasing averse. We don't tease and we don't respond well to it. So that has to stop at this point in time. The other thing that's really important is watching our language, that, this concept of a hostile work environment. Somebody can overhear something and then complain that it made them uncomfortable, even if they were not the subject or the object of the language, which includes, you know, raunchy jokes. It's hard. And then finally, and I hate to even say this, because it's normal to want to date people that you meet in the workplace. That's where you're hanging out most of the time. But right now, you got to be really, really careful. It's okay to ask somebody out once. It might even be okay to ask them out twice. But if you start badgering them, that's bullying. And so we're at a standard right now. We're going back to Puritan ethic in some ways, that the counterbalance to us having gotten too lewd and lascivious is that we're just backing off.
Doc Arlen Diamond joining us from president and founder of Diamond Associates. Do you think that men and women are equally scrutinized for their behavior in the office?
No. I mean, I wish I could say yes, of course there is, there's a neutrality. No, I think that there's a bias in favor of women and against men. And one of the things that I do, one of the things I teach is how to do investigations. As a matter of fact, I'm just in the process right now of completing a book that I'm writing about it. And I caution about being neutral and how to be neutral in investigating and, you know, not using your own biases. The fact of the matter is, let me kind of back off for a second. May I call you David?
Absolutely. My late mother would be very happy that you called me David, yes.
Oh, good. Oh, good. No, I'm Arlene, by the way.
Okay, Arlene. Hey, I like
I'm
doctor.
A redhead.
I'm looking at you right now. I see you. I see you.
And there's been, you know, my fair share of having received both positive and negative compliments. And I was fortunate enough to have really wise parents who taught me, you know, again, keeping arm's length away. You have to, women have to learn how to say no, how to not be hypersensitive to things, but also, and this is what's so good about what's happening right now, to speak out. Because I can remember as a kid when bad things happened to some of my girlfriends, if they tried to tell, they got punished for lying. No one believed them. You know, so sexual abuse happens, and it happens to people that are particularly vulnerable. And so the women and some men that are speaking out right now, in a way, that's a good thing. In another way, there's an awful lot of Me Too, and I hesitate to say false charges that are going to come out, because it's very easy now for people to get publicity and get on the bandwagon. And I think, you know, something that happened 30 years ago, how do you either prove it or disprove it?
Yeah, that's what, I mean, you can ask Bill Cosby, you can ask Charlie
right.
Rose, you can ask Weinstein, and, you know, and this doesn't, like, just with man and women, this is women on man, and this is man with man, or women on women.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, with the
mm-hmm.
Kevin Spacey thing, with the young man that worked at the bar, I mean, see, what I don't understand, I think, you know, someone like the Tiger Woods syndrome, that you think you're just absolutely Teflon, and that nobody can mess with you because you're such a high-profile person. But, you know, they'll crack through sooner or later, and that happened with the Bill Cosby thing. These people have great lives. They have, I mean, they make mega bucks. They have, you know, fame, fortune, and, you know, in Robin Williams' show, that's not exactly high priority, and he took his own life. But when
yeah.
you start messing with people like that in the office or on the
on
the part, you need
yeah.
to just be careful.
Yeah, no, and I think you just made a really important point. Is we're dealing, especially a lot of your audience in the sports world, you're dealing with people who have become so well liked, so well respected, so in their own field powerful, that they become megalomaniacs, and
sure.
they think they have the right.
Right.
They actually think they, you know, like the kings of old, if you will, they have the right to get whatever they get. But the other side of that, of course, is what's going on today with booze and drugs and groupies after events. I know, where does permission start?
Yeah. I mean, I could tell you stories, not on the air, that I've had professional athletes tell me, well, I mean, Gary Sheffield played Major League Baseball, and he said, I knew I had a problem when I woke up and there was 10 women in bed with me in the hotel.
Yes, yes.
And, you know, yeah. we just saw the Ric Flair documentary on 30 for 30 a couple of weeks ago, and, you know, you just, in this day and age, I mean, it's sort of a, you know, macho kind of thing, but in this day and age, it's not. And I've watched about 2 or 3 weeks of groups of women saying that, you know, they, like you said, they couldn't speak out. Now, I want to ask you this, okay? Referencing somebody in the office, like, hey, hon, how you doing? Is that a no-no?
No, that's fine. But how's your sex life? I was involved in a case where a guy asked a woman that. How's your sex life? It's not okay.
No, I would not. Ask somebody that, because I had a gentleman that worked in the sports radio business not too long ago, and I'm sort of, you know, I'm Italian, I'm a nice person, and this woman, she still works here, and, you know, everybody gets along here at the radio station, and I said hun to her, And this gentleman was the general manager for the cluster, and he came up like three times a week from Detroit, and he posted me up. Yep. He used to work in New York, at the Fan in New York, and he said that that was awful. He embarrassed me in front of the people I work with, and they're still all here, and he more or less made a complete jackass out of himself is what he did, because I thought at that point in time, I thought he was pulling my chain, and he wasn't. He was totally serious, and I'm like, I don't know. But I had to ask you that question. But, you know,
so he was totally inappropriate in the way that he handled it.
He did a lot of things that were totally inappropriate.
Yeah.
And now that I've talked to a complete expert that's with credibility oozing, I'm going to remember that I wasn't wrong, because I'm going to tell, when we go to break, I'm going to go down the hall and tell these women.
No, wait. You were wrong. Because calling somebody hun is felt by many women as being demeaning and condescending.
Well, yeah, but you see, and that might be, but I said it in a kind of, I've just sort of always picked that up. I don't as much, now I'm married now, and I love my wife very much, so I sort of, you know, you get married, things you sort of, baggage sort of drops with stupidity, and I've taught myself that. But this was about 6 to 7 years ago, and I thought to myself, you know, I don't think this is a, you know, I'm not putting my hand on the back of somebody or on the shoulder of somebody or on the neck of somebody. But in this day and age, like you said, now, Doc, this has been great, and we're going to have you on again if you would like.
Oh, good.
But because of time, we have to let you go. Now, where can people go? I know it's Diamond Associates. Go ahead, your website.
The website's diamondassociates.net.
Okay.
And my name is Arlene Diamond. Arlene is spelled A-R-L-Y-N-E. And so Google that or go to the website would be the best thing to do.
All right, Dr. Diamond, thank you. You have a great Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Bye. All right. We'll take a T.O. This is the Mad Dog Show.